Good Morning Angels, every Wednesday.
Jacaranda FM.
Our first guest on the show this morning, we are going to call her Rose. Good morning, Rose. How are you today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm okay, thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. Rose, I'm going to take you back about 2.5 years. It's been a rough couple of years, am I right?
Yeah, I had to pick up and leave and move from a certain city to another city. My kids were not stable and my relationship with my husband was not that good. It was very, very abusive.
Okay. Mm. I'm sorry to hear that. That is awful. Yes. I'm guessing it's tough to make that decision.
Very, very tough.
A lot of women and people that are in situations like that often stay in that situation, very sadly. What made you decide that it's enough and that you have to make a difference?
I saw that it was also affecting my children mentally. I have scars to show for everything. So I sat down and I asked myself that, is it worth it? So it was a difficult decision to make, but I had to do it for the sake of my kids and for the sake of my mental stability, because if I wanted to keep on in the marriage, at the end of the day, I was going to lose my life and then my kids were going to be orphans. Yeah.
What is your message to women particularly that find themselves in an abusive relationship?
My message to all the other women is, when you go in front of a pastor and you get married, you tell yourself that till death do us part. But there are certain things that in life, as a woman, you have to look and see and think about the stability of your kids, because as I am, even up to date, I am still struggling with my children, with their mental capacity, because of what they saw which happened to me. So to other women, it depends the individual, because at the end of the day, all of us, we tell ourselves that I can bear the pain, I can bear the abuse, I can carry it, but not knowing that we are hurting our children in the long run.
That takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength.
And bravery. Yeah.
Were there people around you at the time that could help you make this decision and this move?
I had my special friend. She was there for me. In the beginning, I didn't have anybody, so I had to stay.
Sure.
I had to be there, and I had to stay. And this thing happened for years and years and years. And then eventually, God sent me a friend who was there for me, and she held my hand, and she was there counseling and guiding me through the way.
Unfortunately, your challenges didn't stop there, right? What happened to your kids?
This year in April, my child was going to school, and then he was involved in a hit-and-run car accident. It's by the grace of God that he's still here today. It was really something that hit me to where I felt like my whole world is crashing.
And the challenges didn't stop there?
No, they didn't. My son was involved in a shooting with someone else at school. It was sort of a bully. It went on, and then out of the blue, my son was shot, and then the other boy also shot himself.
Oh, no.
That's a lot.
Oh, no.
It's just way too much.
It's devastating.
I mean, apart from the emotional and mental trauma and what you've been through the last couple of years, obviously also we're talking here about hospital bills and things. But I'm just so grateful once again, firstly, for your strength, and then secondly, for this friend that you have around you, this absolute angel, once again helping with a fundraising. Fundraiser, am I right?
We have raised some funds. My guardian angel, the one that God sent in a human form, she has been going out of her way so that everybody can be stable and everybody can be happy.
Shame, I believe that the hospital bill outstanding is 90,000 rand, but you've managed to raise an incredible 77. Am
I
right?
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
That is... Wow. And I'm so happy to tell you that from Good Morning Angels' side here at Jacaranda FM, we're going to definitely top it up for you very easily and give you that 13,000 rand so you can go and settle that outstanding bill, and at least that's off your plate.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. That is the very, very least we can do.
Thank you so much.
In actual fact, I'm not going to send you 13,000 rand. I'm going to send you 50,000 rand. And that extra money, I'm sure that you have many things to do with it,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hey, Lord. Thank you so much. May God bless you.
No, may He continue blessing you, because I don't know where you found the strength from. Seriously. Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.